Well, congratulations to you. What an exciting day of news for the radio business, and this must be a very, very exciting day for you.
Well, I grew up with WABC. I grew up with Cousin Brucey and Dan Ingram and all those guys. Growing up in a poor neighborhood, thinking that someday I'll own WABC, was a dream that... it was unbelievable.
Did you really dream that? Did you really have that dream as a kid?
No, I didn't dream, but it was just, to me, it was an icon.
Yeah.
And it still is an icon. I mean, I go back to the commercials back in the 60s, 70s with Palisades Amusement Park.
Mm-hmm.
Skip the bother and skip the fuss. Take a public service bus. Public service sure is great. Takes you right up to the gate.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, I remember all that.
Do you remember Denison's Clothiers? They sponsored the whole night. Money talks, nobody walks. Open all night. Denison's Clothiers, Route 17 or whatever it was in New Jersey.
Yeah, I remember that.
Isn't it funny how things like that stay in our minds for our whole lifetimes from the radio when we were growing up? They're just engraved.
Who would believe you remember the commercials from 50 years ago.
Yeah. It shocks me. But you have had such an amazing career as a businessman. You're such an indelible part of the culture of New York with Gristiti's, and you built this big chain, and you have other businesses. But you have always had a very strong interest in being on the radio and doing radio. Did a lot of that come from your run for mayor back in 2013?
I think so. You know, I ran for mayor. I ran as a Republican liberal because I'm a Republican based on worrying about fiscal responsibility, safety in our streets. But I'm a liberal. I'm vice chairman of the Police Athletic League with Mr. Morgenthau because I worry about the kids in the inner city. And I worry about making their lives better. I worry about the people at the New York City Housing Authority that 400,000 of them don't have hot water. Like I said, on my radio show that I have, I'm neither a Republican or a Democrat. I believe in being an American and being a New Yorker and pushing for what's right.
And
that's what I really believe in.
Since you brought that up, what do you think is going to happen with the extreme polarization that exists today in the media? Is it going to stay this way? Are you just a lone voice out there? Or do you think it's going to come together toward the center?
My job is to get the truth out, whatever the truth is. And I detest the fact that some people just lie. It's horrible, the lies that have been going on. And I just want to tell the truth.
Yeah, well, you know, it seems to me, and I'd like your take on this, it seems that our culture today seems to value victory more than it does truth, that we're willing to pervert and distort the facts so our team could win rather than find what the truth is. And I think that's a big problem. So I'm very happy to hear you.
It's a big problem. It's a big problem.
My
desire is that Democrats and Republicans sit down with each other and solve the problems instead of creating a problem for each other so they'll have better election results next year.
Well, you've had your program on another station in New York, and you have a nice network of stations around the country developing in which you talk to many, many politicians and people in public life that I gather you've accrued as contacts in your business and in your political dabblings. Are you going to bring that program to WABC going forward?
Yes. And I will bring it, but it doesn't mean I won't keep the other one either, too.
I see. So you will, you're going to be.
Well, we have a good relationship with the people at Salem.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel good about it.
Well, that's going to be interesting. It'll be a friendly relationship between two competitors in the Big Apple.
Hopefully, yes.
Well, that's a nice standard to set. Are your plans to basically keep the station on the same track that it's on now in terms of personnel, in terms of format?
I addressed the personnel this morning. I spent an hour with them. We don't plan any changes right now, and we just want more sales. What's the boss always say? Bring me more sales. Hire 10 more salesmen.
Well, there was the feeling that in the present corporate structure, the way radio operates, the feeling in the talk radio community is that the talk stations don't get enough attention from the sales departments because these large clusters focus on selling a bunch of stations together. And
we're going to make it neutral, and make it that both sides should have a chance to speak, as long as they speak the truth.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel optimistic about the future of the radio industry in general? Do you think that this is going to be the beginning of a new day of independent owners who have the resources to do what you've done? We'll get into the ownership on a level that includes seeking truth and operating from pride?
Yes, I think the radio industry is going to have is going to be great going forward. They're going to have subroutines of more podcasts so you can listen to your radio show whenever you feel like it, instead of you have to listen to it at a certain time. I think the digital portion of AM radio has to take precedence too.
Well, that clearly. It will require being able to integrate the old analog format into the new digital age. That, in my opinion, has been the major challenge facing radio to begin with in these years. And I'm very glad to see that you're aware of that.
I get up at 1 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock in the morning, sometimes because I fell asleep early, and I'll catch up my emails, work on my computer, but I'll always have radio in the background.
Well, you're a good man, and I certainly hope that everything works out very well for you. It's a great day for you, and I congratulate you, and I'll let you get back to what you're doing. Thanks for joining us.